naturally like to rest, but the energy gets the best of me, and it's been a wild ride. I wouldn't change a minute. I can't slow down inside, 'cause that's why I live it.
Watch it now.
To the Comic Anvil episode 29, where we interview the Josh.
Yes,
we like the Josh. The Josh likes DC Comics, so expect a lot of that, folks.
Yeah, you guys should be ready for this now.
I'm kind of ready for it. I don't mind DC Comics, man. Lately, not so much, but I mean, whatever. That's old cranky man. Doesn't
that's your old age showing?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I don't really care for too much change so abruptly. I think that's what the problem is for.
Yeah.
Most of the outspoken people against DC Comics. Anyways, let's learn a little bit about Josh. Josh, you lived in Detroit, did you not?
Yes, I live in the Detroit area.
And you moved recently, haven't you?
Well, I did. I moved to Chicago for a year, but I'm back.
I'm back
in the D.
Cool.
Yeah, got a job right out of college. Out in Chicago, tried out the whole moving out thing and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Missed the family and friends, so decided to be back in Michigan and got a better job at it. So,
Dorsey said it best, man. There's no place like home.
That's true.
I know what you're saying. I went to school for my trade for like 6 weeks, and I was going out of my mind. I missed my home so much.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what do you do for a living, man?
I'm a financial analyst.
What the fuck is with you guys in the financing fucking, like, you and Kyle both? No wonder you get along so well.
I know.
So you're an analyst. Do you work at a bank then, or what is that?
No, I actually, I work for a hospital, and Yeah, I do the budgets, track the statistics, do a lot of benchmarking, comparing our hospital and likewise other hospitals kind of in, you know, the Midwest. And find out, you know, hey, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? That sort of thing. So, well,
that's much more impressive than Kyle's job. I'll give you that. I'm pretty impressed. That's cool, man.
Thanks, man.
I work in a warehouse at a carpet store.
Yeah.
I reach for the stars, hands. Man. No. I resigned myself a long time ago. I just wanted to be a fan. So I had to get a good job that could afford to buy all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All these comics. All right. That's cool, man. I love it. Let's get it on with these questions. Then you ready?
Yeah, bring them.
Okay, man. What was your first comic book?
You know, when I heard this on Kyle's interview the other day, I was really thinking hard about it, and it really kind of depends on the kind of answer that, you know, you're looking for. I mean, you could say that, you know, when I was a kid, I flipped through, you know, some Spider-Man comics. You know,
I think it's got to be the first comic you read. I'm going
to
clarify.
Then it has to be. It has to be some. I couldn't tell you exactly, but it was a Free Comic Book Day Spider-Man comic when I was younger. I think, you know, an uncle or somebody, you know, brought it over to a party and was just like, hey, read this or something like that.
What year are we talking about here? How old are you?
I was probably 7.
Okay, and you were born in 1994?
I was born in 89.
Okay. Sorry. So, okay, I'm just trying to gauge.
So probably 96-ish.
Okay.
95, 96-ish, maybe, I would say. And you know, when you're young like that and you're reading, you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. But the respect's not there. You know, you don't really... I feel like now that I'm older, you know, you respect the story, you respect how things progress and character development and all that kind of stuff, and that just wasn't there when I was a kid.
I kind of see what you're saying. Getting deep.
Real deep.
So, I had a guess. What's the first one that comes to mind? What was the first one that made a good memory in your head that made you go, fuck, that was cool?
Oh, man. Well, you know, after that, it was kind of like more I got into the graphic novel kind of stuff.
Okay, so what was your first trade paperback?
I think it was The Killing Joke.
That's cool.
But I think the one that really kind of just, you know, got me, the one that got me to research comics more and kind of get into it was when I picked up The Long Halloween.
Oh, okay. Props to
Joe. Really enjoyed that. And then then I think the whole, you know, DC relaunch is really what kind of, you know, gave me the balls to...
That's when you started collecting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good enough. Let's move on to the next question.
All right.
You're all over the place.
I am.
I'm kidding. That, I get that, man. I was thinking about that, too. Today, I discovered what the first X-Men cover... I remember seeing my first X-Men comic. I believe I was in grade 2. I could have been in grade 3.
Yeah.
I know. I was looking at Godzilla comics, too.
Ooh.
Anyways, this is like 1983... 84, man. Okay, so anyways, that was me, and I know I've read comics before the first X-Men comic that I've ever read.
Yeah.
Anyways, that, like I said, the more you think about this stuff. Question number two. I'm going to guess and say that I am your favorite character. What's your favorite character?
It's a very good guess. You know, it is Batman.
Nice.
But I, at the same time, I really have, in the last like year, gotten a lot of respect for just the Green Lantern universe and what Geoff Johns kind of did with his run. So, you know, Hal Jordan, I know you don't like it. He's a very, very close second.
I actually have no problem with Hal Jordan. I never have. I'm like, oh, he went crazy. Oh, nice. But he was still around, so it didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Like, he was never dead, so I was never concerned. And I remember there was a Bring Back Hal Jordan website. I was like, what the hell? Who cares, man? Anyways. But, you know, tables reversed. Here we are, New 52, and I'm like, where the hell is Wally West, man? I want my Wally. I want my redhead speedster. Anyways.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely, I mean... You know, Batman was just, I mean, that and the Ninja Turtles were kind of just what it was for me growing up. So it's like, you know, he always has that little special spot in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Right on. Okay, so here we go. You can think of something more recent. What's a comic book series that you read that is underrated? Or just a comic in general that you feel is underrated?
I feel like... just being a DC fan with all the people that I follow on Twitter, I feel like everything in DC is underrated.
Okay.
But I would have to say Animal Man.
Really? I give high props to Animal Man. I like Animal Man.
I just feel like not enough people, you know, really read it and respect it for what it truly is. It's...
Well, I don't read it anymore. But I did. Have you ever read the Grant Morrison stuff?
I have not.
It's epic. It's great.
That's what I've been liking about, you know, kind of getting into it now is going back and reading like these old runs and that sort of thing.
But that shit don't count, so. Sorry, my old band was showing again.
I know. Right.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Animal Man. I like Animal Man. He was one of the first, one of my first books, I got to say this, was a little, you know, the pocket books that you could get, like the miniature size comic?
Yeah.
They used to sell those like mad, like the Archie size. And you could buy like DC Origins. And like, I would eat that shit up, man. And like that's one of the first ones had like, fuck, Superman's origin, Animal Man, Green Lantern, and there was a fuck, what are they called? There was a dude called the Jester. I can't remember. Anyways, this is about Josh, not me. Oh, we've been drinking, by the way. Well, I have. I don't know
about Josh. Yes. It's been nice. It's been a chill Friday.
Cheers, man. All right, let's move on to the next one. Your guilty pleasure comic or character?
You know, I really hate this question.
Well, yeah, I kind of do too. Like, why should you be ashamed of anything you like?
Exactly. And I this was another one that I really have been thinking hard on, and I really don't know. I don't know if I could answer it.
Wow. This is the best interview ever. Can't answer half the fucking questions. No, I was kidding. No, I was kidding, man. No, that's cool. But really, come on, there's got to be something. Like Bawana Beast. That guy's just, I don't know. He can be cool. He was cool in Animal Man, but he's a dork in the Justice League cartoon, right?
God, man, I don't know.
Something, man. Like Firestorm. Give me something. Metal Man. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm actually looking at a giant poster of the Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
Back in the day. That was drawn by George Perez and painted by Alex Ross. So I'm just throwing them out there. Ooh, I got one. I know what your future one will be.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to be a big Adam Strange fan, even though he's Canadian.
Yep, guilty. Guilty as charged.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'd know how to answer that either. It would take me a while to think something.
Yeah, you know, even with thinking, it's not easy.
But you know what? What is it? Okay, wait. Comic, your guilty pleasure comic or character. It doesn't have to be a comic book. It could be Twilight. You're a big fan of what's the wolf kid's name?
Oh, Jacob.
There you go. See, see, there's your answer. No?
I mean, okay, I guess I don't know if it counts. I mean, I really like Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Okay, I can accept this answer with full glee. Really? Really?
I'm a Jim Carrey fan.
Batman.
I mean,
really?
For the type for the role that he was going with that, I felt like it worked. And the Riddler is one of my favorite Batman villains.
He was still in his I'm the Mask mode.
Mm-hmm.
I thought. Yeah, okay, yeah. I can accept that. See, I'm making fun of you, so there you go. All right, next question.
It works.
Comic character you feel you are most like or wish you were. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, I wish I was part of the Green Lantern Corps.
That's cool, man. I would be a Red Lantern.
Ooh. You know what? You would be. I think Kyle would be.
I would red totally go too. Red. I could do red. I thought Kyle could do everything. Oh, no, not McPherson. I was thinking Kyle. Doesn't Kyle have the ability to use every ring that's out there?
Yeah, he's the White Lantern now.
Yeah, Hal Jordan's the best. Fuck off.
I think it would just be so fun. I think that's just it would be a fun thing to do. It's like you're a cop, but a badass cop.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I like that.
King slinging.
Yeah. Especially in space. I think, you know, that's what Geoff Johns did. He was like, let's go back to space, you dumb bastards. It's just a little, you know, like he's going to protect one country. The guy's supposed to protect a whole universe or galaxy, right? Like a sector.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to be fucking hanging out with Green Arrow all the time. It's only comic exactly. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Good answer, dude. Good answer. Most annoying character. Don't say Kyle McPherson.
No. I think this is due to just the huge popularity of the Marvel cinematic universe kind of thing.
Okay.
But, man, Iron Man and Tony Stark just really just bugging the shit out of me.
Holy fuck, really? You're going to drop bombs on Iron Man? Okay. Give her. I got, you know, I won't argue with you, but if that's what bugs you, all right. What is it about him? Because he's got that fucking cocky attitude, right?
That's what it is. I like the cocky attitude. Really?
I think it suits him.
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, he was a B-list character prior to these movies. Now it's just like Iron Man has to be. And I think that's what's kind of turned me off from some of the Marvel comics is like he's just everywhere. Like you can't pick up anything without seeing a Tony or a Robert Downey Jr. lookalike just plastered all across the pages. Like that I think
I got
issues into Guardians of the Galaxy, and I saw he popped up in there, and I'm like, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Oh, dude, he's... That's funny. I thought it was funny that his sort of appearance... I think he's off the team now. I'm not sure.
Is he?
exactly, but he hasn't been there. Well, he wasn't there for the last one. He was just there for that first arc. Okay. But then, you know, Infinity started, and he's remote controlling robots from fucking his suit in space, and he's also fighting a giant robot planet killing, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it.
All while being in a...
I'll admit, man, I eat that shit up. I was never a big Iron Man fan. I felt the same way. I watched Iron Man, I was like, holy fuck, really? Iron Man, this was awesome. Why is this awesome? Iron Man sucks balls in the comics.
Well, I loved that first movie. Like...
Yeah, it just blew it my awesome. Mind how well it was. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. And you know what? Really, it sucked. I felt bad for that movie because it came out the same year The Dark Knight came out. And it just got so overshadowed.
I don't think it did it?
I felt like it did.
I remember talking to a lot of people when that movie came out, and I was like, what is it about that movie that you get that you liked? And he's like, and a lot of people always said, you know, it's because you could see it actually happening. It seemed kind of real. Like, it didn't have that magical aspect of it. And I think that's why so many people ate it up, right? It was more...
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Kind
of, they've built exoskeletons, but, you know, nothing... I mean, it takes a mass amount of power. The magic of that movie is the power source.
Exactly. You know? Well, it seemed like it was like there was all, you know, there was all this talk after the movie, just like, wow, this is so great. But then it was like, it was such a short time period. And then it was like everyone was talking about Heath Ledger and all that. And it just seemed like it died away.
Yeah, see, I never noticed it. I never really noticed that. I could tell you why.
What's that?
I didn't like the second Batman movie.
Oh, boy.
I went to the theater and I was like, I want my fucking money back. My ass is asleep. I was pissed off. I didn't really enjoy the movie.
Well, I think we should save this conversation until later interview questions.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to edit this, ain't I? All right. That's cool, man. Okay, what are we at? Most annoying character, your answer was Iron Man.
Iron Man.
That's right. I can't get over that. Okay, I'll get over it. Oh, what's your favorite comic book couple?
It's gonna have to be Hal and Carol.
But they're not a couple, are they? Are they a couple now? Are they banging again?
Well, here's the thing. No, but technically, yes. Because at the end of the last issue of John's run...
No, I'm sorry. Plutonic relationships don't count. I need a real answer here.
Yes, they're... In the end, they're together. They end up together in the end.
What do you mean? Have you seen it?
Well, at the end of Green Lantern 20, John's last issue, he kind of shows them, like, you know...
Oh, right. Okay, it's going to come back to me now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'd accept that answer.
At least mine are just acceptable.
Oh, they're more than acceptable, man. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm having too much fun, apparently. Just slow down on the beers. Okay, so... Best series being published right now. Green Lantern.
No, not right now. It's not.
No, really. Ooh, what does this mean?
It has to be Batman. I mean, it's just.
But year one or whatever. What is it? 0 year.
What's going on? Yeah, because it's got the Riddler in it.
So, oh right, Jim Carrey. Let's go back to Jim Carrey. My bad.
Oh.
I think my.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna take that back because. The current run, the Ninja Turtles has been friggin' badass. Leo's kind of gone rogue, and that's gonna be my answer.
Really?
Yeah.
I seen a cool picture of I don't know if it was fan art or not, but it was Leo climbing up the saddle, climbing over the edge of a building, and he had all the other colored bandanas tied to his arms.
Yeah,
man. Is that part of the comic or?
Yeah, and he's wearing a black bandana right now.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, he's just. Awesome.
I'm gonna have to watch for that trade. I like that. I enjoy the Ninja Turtles, man. I always have.
Yeah.
That was my bread and butter when I was, I don't know.
I was pretty shocked at how, like, it, you know, it's been consistently good, you know, this run that's been kind of going on, but it always seems like I just kind of always forget about it. And then now with, I think it's called, the story is like called City Fall right now, and it's just, like, definitely the most anticipated, you know, every month to find out more, because it's been so cool.
That's awesome, dude. Damn it, you make me want to read it. I get excited. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh fuck, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's
like that's like cool. Oh, I enjoyed the last CGI cartoon too. I don't know.
Yeah,
because Leo's great. Doing that. He's badass. I like Raph, you know, because he's outspoken and angry. But
yeah,
Leo is your Captain America there.
Yeah. Well, I've always been a Donnie fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My wife likes Donatello. All right, moving on. See, you just ruined it.
Man.
Just kidding. Okay, so what was your most touching comic book scene? Not touching yourself, comic book scene. I feel the need to say that every time.
I know. Well, man, it's definitely the end of, you know, this Green Lantern 20 when Geoff Johns finished it up. There's a scene there where it's just like you have Hal and Sinestro, and he actually doesn't call him Jordan. He calls him.
Right, I remember now, man.
Oh, it was awesome.
You liked that? It gave you the feels.
Yeah, it did, because I'll tell you what.
Best friend feels.
Sinestro is one of the most awesome, misunderstood anti-heroes of all time.
Oh, that's why I like him.
Yeah,
he's a little Frank Castle.
Yeah, it's great, and that scene was touching.
That's cool.
I teared up. Not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't think anything's ever made me cry. Wait. Actually, no, that's not true. When Garfield got taken to the pound in the cartoon.
Oh man.
I cried like a little girl. It was just fuck. I'm mad.
All he wanted was some lasagna.
I'm getting a little choked up just thinking about it. I don't want to talk about Garfield. Really? So yeah, Green Lantern. You're a Green Lantern fan. That's cool.
I am.
So why always dressing up as Batman and shit? What's up with that?
Do you have a Power Ranger?
Were you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I'll send you the picture. If you like?
Yeah, yeah. We'll post it at the top of the interview. Green Lantern Josh.
Good. I hope so.
Jeez, that doesn't really ring very well, man. Green Lantern Josh.
Yeah. Well.
Wait. Let me. How would Batman make it sound?
Green Lantern Josh.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It's too quick.
You cheat your pants, though. Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. It's too quick, right? You gotta kind of... Green Lantern Josh.
Yeah, that was good.
Whatever. That's my demon voice. Not bad. Okay. Dream versus match. Well, don't go Kyle's route with the two oiled up women.
I know. Well, I mean, man, I can just...
Although I can't deny Kyle's choice. I kind of like
that. Was a good choice.
Sexy. Yeah, you can make a sexy answer.
That's I mean, it might be sexy to some people.
Uh-oh.
I always wanted to see Batman and Wolverine kind of go at it.
What the... Oh, fuck. Well, you can, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's a... Have you ever seen that Versus site where they reenact? Like, they let the fans vote, I think, on who would win a certain match, and then they make a little short skit and YouTube it. Have you ever seen those?
I have not.
Oh my god, you gotta see that. Yeah, there's a Batman Wolverine one. Batman loses. Batman loses.
Oh, that's...
That's totally right. Don't fucking say...
That's fake.
Some fucking fan-made bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not lying, though. It's out there. We'll find it for you, Josh.
I'm gonna have to...
There's a couple of cool ones. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Damn it. Pimping somebody else's fucking stuff and I don't know the names. That sucks. Okay, so yeah. Batman versus Wolverine, huh? And you think Batman would win?
You know, I...
Okay, maybe right now in Wolverine's comic. Because Wolverine doesn't have his healing factor. His adamantium's even poisoning him.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I honestly don't know how he's walking around.
Yeah, he should be dead.
Well, he shouldn't be able to move, because if he's got a super mutant healing factor that... Because if you think about it, if his bones are so heavy, he's probably tearing muscles every time he moves.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit's probably... That was the only thing that kept him going was a healing factor. That's
yeah.
What can move so fast. So maybe. No, he'd probably kick his ass right now.
Well, I think it'd be something just... It'd be something cool to see on the big screen.
We'll never see that, but that's a good idea.
I know. You know what? Even if Wolverine, you know, if Wolverine ended up winning, I still wouldn't be disappointed by it. Because I think it'd just be a badass fight.
Well, that's why you have to find this video. It's a pretty badass fight, man.
I have to.
Anyways, okay, let's move on. What's your favorite comic book cartoon series? Nice.
Well, I mean...
I think I know the answer.
The superior, better than anything, Batman the Animated Series.
You can't start off with superior. It makes everybody Spider-Man.
Yeah, true. You know, and like you were saying earlier, though, that new Ninja Turtles had been awesome, too.
Oh, I haven't actually watched that cartoon. I was actually talking about that one-shot straight. I don't know if it was straight to video, but
oh yeah, yeah, that was good too.
I like
but that. Yeah, it's got to be the anime Batman the animated series. It's awesome.
I accept this answer.
Yeah,
it's, I totally do. Justify it now.
Well, it's because it. I guess it was kind of like before its time. You know, you had. I mean, you had Tim Burton's Batman kind of, you know, came out, and then they started going more to this, you know, campy version.
You were just a teeny tiny little kid when that shit was on.
I know, I was.
I was a freaking adult drinking until 4 a.m. every night. Anyways. Well,
that's the thing, though, is like, now that I'm going back and rewatching it, mm-hmm. there's a bigger respect factor there. Because that's kind of just like what I was... That was the cartoon that I was growing up with, you know?
I get you.
And it's like, oh, this is how they are. You know, and I... So, I don't know. And, you know, Mark Hamill's voice as the Joker is spot on, you know?
Damn Skippy. I enjoy that voice cast they had. Like, the chick who plays Harley Quinn.
I know. It's just
Tara Strong. She's a voice in like almost every freaking cartoon you ever watched as a kid, man. Cartoons that I watched when I was like, well, I guess teenager, but.
Well, I mean, you know, you have Harley's in this. It was created for this series, and now it's like she's an integral part of the whole DC universe.
Yes.
So, I mean, that just is a testament to show, like...
That is, yes. You could say that.
So...
Nice.
You had that... It was... You had this still kind of dark.
It was super dark.
You know, but it was still, like, being, you know, made for kids, but adults could watch it as well. Didn't it win an Emmy, too? I mean...
I think so, yeah. Because they were the first primetime cartoon, I believe. No, they weren't. Yeah. I don't
something like that.
Maybe on Fox or something like that.
Yeah.
That can't be right, because they had the fucking Simpsons.
Yeah. No, well, Simpsons on Fox, facts, too, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting my facts all mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. I'm drinking. I'm drinking. Good answer, man. I like that. That was fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
I can't knock that. I have all those on DVD. I was going to say Blu-ray, but my Blu-ray collection's tiny.
So is mine.
I like the Superman series, too. I loved all the Bruce Timm stuff. The Justice League stuff, fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I think I enjoy the characters from the comic books and the other media more than I enjoy the comic books.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
For DC, right? Like, I mean, that's why I don't really argue too hard about it. But sometimes I do. I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know. Some of those books those guys are putting out, I'm like, what the fuck? Anyways. That was favorite series. Okay, what's a comic you feel that everyone should read? Green Lantern number 20. Next question.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
I knew it.
It's perfect in every aspect of a comic book to me. I mean, you have a definitive ending in it. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get, I mean...
Not really. You don't have a definitive ending. You have like a I don't think...
You have a happily ever after.
Yeah, but that will never be the definitive ending.
You'll never get to that point, but it was...
Unless they shut down the comic books altogether, then maybe.
Yeah. Well, that would be a sad day.
I'm sorry, that's just a bold statement to me.
Damn.
That's a good book. That everyone should read. I even read it, man. The enthusiasm I seen for it when it came out. Like, even when some of the Marvel guys were like, wow, awesome. That looks sweet.
Gotcha. Yeah, and there's something about Green Lantern, like the art of it, is just like all these colors, and you know, a lot of that's, you know, that none of that was there prior to him kind of taking over. Mm-hmm. It's like he took this character and really just created a whole new like universe pretty much for him, you know, and got so deep into all these different origins and all these, you know, all this kind of stuff that was just never there before. And
like space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best part, man. Like, everybody wants to see the aliens and shit.
Yeah.
That's why the movie flopped. He goes into space and he comes back home. Fuck that noise. Send him out there. Let's see some galactic battles and shit.
I like the movie.
I enjoy it too. I do. I won't lie, but I mean, it's still like, come on.
Yeah.
And he comes. So he goes there. He's the Green Lantern. They send him back home, and he quits. He's like, I quit. I'm just gonna save people.
I totally. Yeah. I know. I totally understand why it flopped.
Oh yeah.
But
comic book origins don't work on the screen. You got to tweak them.
Yeah. Well, and you can't have Parallax as your first villain.
No shit. He's the end villain.
Yeah.
Well, for the middle act, anyways.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Sinestro's got to be the last guy. Anyways, okay, Green Lantern, rant, over. Sorry, see, I'm sorry, I talk too much. I do, I've been drinking.
I like it.
I'm sorry. Fucking getting flabbergasted. Okay, name a book you've read more than 5 times, and please don't say Green Lantern number 20.
yeah, it's Green Lantern 20. I will say there was,
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Like, not even a graphic novel or anything? Come on.
I was going to say there, I think it was, like, issue 5 or 6 of Batman. That one where you're flipping the book upside down.
And you got to spin it. Yeah.
You know what? I tell you what. The more I've been thinking about it, The Court of Owls has been Snyder's, best story so far in the New 52.
You've read that more than 5 times? I think I've only read it once.
Well, that issue, I've read, I think five times. because it just, it was kind of like my first experience with, like, whoa.
A gimmick? I mean.
Yeah.
No, it was a cool one, though.
I'm just like, whoa, what's going on? And then as I'm reading it, I'm like, shit, Batman's like losing his mind. This is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like it's almost like you're part of his mind at this point, and you're going nuts as well. Mm. So I don't know. I like that a lot. It's
that's,
pretty
that's
cool.
Interesting. Interesting analogy. Have you ever read Arkham Asylum?
Yes. Yeah, that's freaking batshit crazy.
That's Batman losing his mind.
Yeah.
What about The Cult? You read that?
No.
That's Batman losing his mind too. there's another one that I want to tell you about. It's it's kind of the origin of Bane, where Venom first came from. Where he Batman gets addicted to it, man.
Oh shit! Is that a Nightfall?
Fuck. Legends of the Dark Knight was a series.
Okay.
I think the name of the story arc was called Venom.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to look at that.
I think you would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Batman. It's not a win for Batman.
And I like that. That's because
I love that shit.
So do I. He's like human,
Yes, thank you. Finally.
I love seeing him. Like, I love seeing him just beaten down to nothing left, and then that willpower is like the thing that ends up, pushing him to the next level. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because there was a time when, and it worked. He had a Sinestro ring come to him and. He was like, get this away from me.
I remember that. yeah, Batman, you have the ability to instill great fear.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. Can't deny it.
I know.
Okay. What is your current comic-themed wallpaper?
Right now I have a kind of sketched watercolor background on my computer, Batman. In the gray suit, of course, because I find the gray suit superior to the black suit. And then on my phone, I actually have a thing of Hal Jordan from Green Lantern Rebirth, where he's kind of pointing his fist out with the Green Lantern light shooting out.
Mm-hmm. An Ethan Van Seaver picture.
Whoa.
Am I right?
You're always right.
What? I know some shit. Anyways, that's cool, man. My comic themed wallpaper right now is The Naturals, which is an independent comic from some people. I believe they live in Michigan.
I've heard of them, actually.
Ryan Lee and Christopher Muse. I interviewed them. They were on the show, and I geeked out a little too much. Worst interview, worst interview ever. Anyways, plug. What are we on to here? A picture from the funniest comic book scene.
I found it comical with some of the Aquaman stuff going on right now. You know, because Aquaman gets no respect. Mm-hmm. And he can be a badass at times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's times when there's, like, you know, civilians or police officers that are like, dude, you're Aquaman. What are you going to do? You know, basically making fun of the fact that nobody respects him. Mm-hmm. So
you're talking about Aquaman number one? Aquaman number one? That was your Friendly's comic? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What's with the orange shirt? It's fucking armor fish scale, asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
I can't, you know, there's really nothing that
I read that
sit there and laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there's like some of the stuff in that Ghosted.
Yeah.
There's been a couple funny little things in that as well.
I gotta check that book out, man. R.L. Stein was digging it.
Yeah.
And
actually, that's where I heard about it.
Oh, no shit.
Someone, I think, retweeted him, and I was like, wow, this guy's still alive?
Oh, yeah. Goosebumps. See, for me, though, like, I never watched Goosebumps, but my little sisters did.
Yeah.
Like, I have a sister who's just turning 18 this year.
Yeah, I think my grandma got me, like, a whole big crate of them when I was younger, and was like, you can read all these books!
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, grandma.
No, that's cool, man. I have to check that out, because Joshua Williams does write a good comic.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
All right, cool, man. Where are we at? Most useless villain. And you're going to pick another Marvel guy. I know you are.
Oh, I don't...
That's okay. You could say Deadpool. Wait, he's not a bad guy? Or is he? I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, technically, if you were righteous enough, you could answer the Punisher. But, I mean, good luck. Everybody wants a Punisher. It's just fucking the truth of life.
I mean, I don't even consider him a villain, though.
Well, some people would.
Yeah. You know, I feel like there's so many, there's so many, you know, kind of villains out there that, you know, there's a lot of useless, like, characters in general, but I don't know, I feel like some of the rogues from, like, Flash are just kind of...
Oh my god, you're talking shit about the Rogue Gallery?
Yeah, some of them are just like, I don't get it.
Okay.
Like the Weather Wizard, or, you know, it just seems like such a weird concept to me.
Why, because he control the weather?
Yeah, it's like, cool.
Well, that's, what about Storm? You must have a problem with her too, then.
No, that's because she's a female and she, you know.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
All right, answer justified, I guess. I'm not sure if that was politically correct, Josh. but I'm fine with that. Really? No. The Weather Wizard.
Yeah, it just seems like it's so weird to me. Like, I understand, like, Heat Wave and Captain Cold and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
The Trickster.
Trickster's pretty weird, too.
He's like the Mysterio I always found.
Yeah, he's an oddball.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the coolest one was always the Mirror Master.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Bad dude.
But, I don't know.
I don't know if he is anymore. I don't really read it from the reboot, but he was a bad dude.
Yeah, I mean, they really haven't. They've been in it here and there.
All right. I'm not going to argue that, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight DC day today.
Okay. Sure. I mean, that's the whole point of these, right? So everybody can, you know... Kind of understand where you guys are coming from. Like, obviously, some of us are biased more. One might be more than the other. Some of us kind of do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, it's 50-50 on our show. Anyways.
Sure.
Wait, though. Where are we at here? Funniest, most... Oh, your favorite B-list character. It's got to be Iron Man. You answered this earlier.
You know, what...
No, you're going to say... You can't say Animal Man, because he's...
I know, I'm not going
to
say...
elevated to A-list-ish... No, you said.
I mean, what do you consider B-list? You know,
Falcon, Captain America, Falcon's B-list, Phantom Stranger's B-list. How about the Metal Men? See, I'm looking at this DC poster. I could, you know, Iron Man was B-list. Like, I mean, you said it,
yeah,
in front. But I mean. How about Dolphin? Do you remember her? Oh, no, you don't. You're new to this. Dolphin is an Aquaman character.
Oh, okay.
Harbinger.
Damn.
Let's see, who else is on this fucking poster?
Well, actually,
Sam. Dr. Fate.
Whoa.
Solomon Grundy. I could go off for days with DC Comics.
Hey, I have to say, it's probably going to be that Simon Baz.
Okay.
I mean, he's new, you know.
No, I don't do. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? He sucks. He's got a hood.
You know what? He's from Dearborn, which is like 15 minutes from where I live. So, gotta respect the Michigan guys.
Okay.
It was real cool when they're kind of showing it, his little origin, I guess, for those 3 or 4 issues, because it was like, I'm like, oh, I recognize that. I recognize that place. So. I guess, I have to say that. I mean, just for those little reasons there.
Okay. That's a good answer. I mean, once again, I can't really knock it. Comic Book City Universe you wished you lived in.
I wish I lived on Mongo.
Mongo?
Yes.
No, you mean Mogo.
Mogo.
Mongo. What's Mongo? Is that like a...
too many letters in that.
Gorilla Grodd? That sounds like somewhere Gorilla Grodd would live. Mogo is the Green Lantern planet.
Yes.
Yes.
Fearful. It's so peaceful there.
You ever watch that Emerald Knights cartoon? That shit's awesome.
No, I didn't.
You haven't seen that?
No.
What the fuck, man? You have to watch this movie. It's got Roddy Piper. He's this dude called Balfunga. He's supposed to be the greatest fucking fighter in all the known universes, and ends up going to fight Mogo, and he fucking tears down half the planet to find him, and then gets his ass kicked, you know, because he's like, oh shit, Mogo's the planet.
Damn.
Yeah, you've never seen... That's the fucking... You've never seen... You're a massive Green Lantern fan, but you've never seen the Green Lantern Emerald Knights movie.
I haven't.
Are you fucking with me? I own that shit on Blu-ray.
I'm watching it tonight then.
Oh fuck, it's awesome. Seriously? What the fuck? It's like a bunch of shorts of like, it shows you the first Green Lantern, or the first 4 Green Lanterns, I guess.
Yeah.
And the first story is like the guy who teaches everybody how to do constructs. And then there's one of the purple chick, I can't remember her name. It's really, really hardcore Darth Vader style. And then there's the one I was talking about with the Mogo, Roddy Piper. Bullfunga!
Oh,
fucking awesome. Damn. Dude. Yeah. And there's... Have you seen the one where... What's the one where he fights Sinestro, where Sinestro gets a yellow ring? Have you seen that movie? There's an actual other Green Lantern movie for Emerald Knights.
Dude, I don't think I've seen any of them.
Are you fucking with me, man? Emerald Knights came out right about the time the fucking... just before the movie released. Like the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Wow.
Okay, wait.
I remember it.
Sorry, I guess you haven't been collecting comics this long.
I haven't.
Seriously, nobody's told you about this? You need some new friends.
Well, I told you. It seems like everyone I follow is a fucking Marvel fan.
I am a Marvel fan, because Marvel comics are better. No offense, dude. They've got, what, 6 out of the top 10? Sure, but in the top 30, count again. It's all fucking Marvel, basically. There's like dick for DC. That's why you keep seeing these flips and changes all the time. That's why they're trying to do these last-minute editorial changes, and you hear these fucking horror stories about creators leaving because they're trying to fix it constantly. And I get it. You can't shit on them for that. I mean, people do constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And it bugs the fuck out of me, too, but whatever, man. If you go to work for fucking DC or Marvel, you're talking Warner Brothers or fucking Disney now. You're working for the man, man. You do what the man says.
Sure are.
So... I don't know. I totally have to edit that out. That was so negative.
You got a lot of editing to do.
I guess. Not really. I got to leave some of it in, man. I don't know. This is going by pretty fast. Must be the beer.
Yep.
Okay, so now... Mogo. Good answer. And we got... And I lost my shit over Emerald Knights. You seriously haven't seen Emerald Knights?
That
blows my mind. Dude, write that shit down. You need to watch it.
It's already written down.
And then I'm going to go make fun of you on Twitter when we're done here.
Yes! I love that.
Okay. What's your favorite superpower or skill?
It has to be... Does the Green Lantern ring count? Because making those constructs and flying around and being a badass.
I guess that'd be a skill, yeah.
Yeah.
Green Lantern. Motherfucker's never seen Emerald Knights, but he wants to be a Green Lantern.
Sure do.
All right. Who's your favorite writer? Oh, wait. Let me guess. This is multiple choice. Who's your favorite writer, man?
Can I have a tie?
Yeah. Go with
can you guess?
To be on Twitter.
Well, I gotta give the shout out to the Michigan man, Jeff Johns, and then Scott Snyder.
Of course.
My two boys.
That's pretty cool, man. I enjoy one of those writers. Very much so.
I know you do.
I do. Anyways, I don't know. His stories are still there, so. Jesus Christ, I was thinking about this one earlier today, too, and that's a fucking tough question, man. It's a seriously tough question. But, you know, as a new guy, it makes it easier for you to answer, and I appreciate the quick response. Okay, how about a comic book second volume which disappointed you? Okay, so besides volume, we could call it arc. Say, like, you enjoyed the first Batman arc, but you didn't enjoy the second Batman arc. Do you know what I mean? You could say that about Firestorm if you want. I know you're a Firestorm fan.
Yeah, big Firestorm fan.
No, you're not. Are you being you're mocking me? I like Firestorm. Damn it, this comic sucks. Oh yeah, it's over. I forgot.
Oh man. I have to say, Green Lantern's been pretty disappointing.
Holy fuck, seriously? Okay, has it been? It's been pretty bad since they left. I thought I heard it was kind of good.
There's an issue here or there that's good, but I feel Green Lantern Corps has been.
You're just buying it out of loyalty now, aren't you?
No, because it's gonna come together.
Yeah. Just,
it's gonna come together.
Why are you dissing it, right?
Because it just issue to issue, it just seems like it's just been tough.
Okay.
I think it's because there's no Sinestro, and I want Sinestro back in it.
You're just
I want him there constantly.
Okay, I can see this. This is the correct answer. All right. Yeah, I'm still sticking with Secret Wars 2 for my answer on that one. Fuck's sakes. Who's your favorite artist? Tough question.
Oh, it is. Because there's so many different artists that, you know, work for the story that's being written. Mm-hmm. And the art works with that specific story and that setting. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it has to be, what's it, Greg Colopo? What's his name?
Capullo. What'd you say, Colopo? What the fuck? Do you even read his name?
Just wait till I butcher the next one.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
And then
I'm still making fun of you on Twitter.
I know you are. I don't know how to spell.
No, it's fine. You don't know how to speak. Yeah, you can spell. I can tell you that. Anyways, I have a hard time with names too, man. Don't worry about it. It's not a big.
Oh yeah.
I just really Colopa. How'd you get that of Capullo?
Capullo, Capella.
No,
acapella.
I'm pretty sure it's Capullo.
You say so.
He's a very strong man. So whatever you do, don't mispronounce his name in front.
No. Yeah, he's a. I would not mess with that guy.
What is he? 5'4".
Yeah, but he's probably like a solid like 280.
Yeah, that's fuck off. Okay. What else? You had another answer, didn't you?
I did, but it's funny.
I'm sorry.
It's been lost. It's been lost in time.
You were gonna say Ivan Reis. I bet he's another big Green Lantern.
Artist. Yeah, he's right because
Seaver did all of Rebirth, right? So.
Yes, he was. Yeah. I definitely.
Sorry too.
Oh, his art's so beautiful.
I don't know about beautiful. His art I fucking enjoy on Green Lantern is Doug Monk. That guy's got some good art.
Doug Monk.
Monkey? I'm sorry, I don't know how to spell his name. I don't know how to say his name either. He did he's done lots over there for Green Lantern. I know he has.
Monkey.
Yeah, he was the reboot, he was drawing, yep. And I think he was drawing it afterwards too.
Yeah. I just looked it up. Mm. Yeah, he's got some good art too.
Mm-hmm.
Real good art, actually. Holy crap.
Yeah, man. He did some Final Crisis stuff. He did a Black Adam miniseries that I thoroughly enjoyed before the reboot.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's cool. You can go on for days about that one. Like, I mean, you can't. I don't think it's fair to pick one favorite artist. I think it's fair to pick at the time. You know, like, what's your favorite artist this week? Who drew the best book for you?
Exactly.
Feelings, you know. But I mean, yep. That list could be very broad.
Yeah.
I know mine is. It's huge. except for Humberto Ramos can bite my crack. Where are we at? Ooh, what's your dream character team up?
Wow.
I think it has to be something that hasn't been done. Like, you can't say Green Lantern and Flash because they've teamed up.
Oh, yeah, no. It's. It would definitely be like.
So, like, it would be almost a company crossover, right?
Yeah, and it wouldn't just be like two people together. It'd have to be. It'd almost be like a whole, like, team of people. Like, I would like to, you know, say, oh, you got Batman, you got Spider-Man.
So you want to see the amalgam thing? They did that too, man.
Fuck.
You missed it.
Too damn young for this shit.
Batman fought Captain America. Hulk fought Superman.
Well, I want them fighting together.
No, they fight. Oh, then you need. What the hell's that one? Kurt Busiek and George Perez did.
I want to see those guys teaming up.
There is a team up book, man. Well, they kind of, yeah, it's fucking Justice League versus Avengers, I think. I know Kurt Busiek wrote it and George Perez drew it.
Okay.
Oh, see, now I'm gonna have to edit this. All right. Am I breaking up on you?
No.
Because I'm getting some feedback.
I don't hear anything.
You can't hear me?
Well, I can hear you, but I can't. I don't hear any feedback or static or.
Okay. That kind of stuff. I still hear it. Well, whatever. What kind of stuff? I turned my. Oh, shit. Holy fuck. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so okay. What's a book you plan on reading?
I have it sitting on my iPad, and I actually read the first couple issues, and I loved it. Mm. I just haven't gotten around to reading the rest of it. Is Hawkeye? It's been pretty friggin' sweet.
Motherfucking Kyle reads Marvel comics. Or wait, I'm your Josh. One guy.
Wow.
I'll totally edit that out. Don't worry. No, that's cool, man. Those guys, they enjoy that book.
Yeah, it's just, it's pretty cool. It's the art's pretty sweet. It's just, it's simple, but so far the story's been pretty interesting. So, I'll probably be reading better, in trade anyway. So,
they always do, my friend.
Yep.
Okay. Hawkeye. Fuck, I hate
Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye. Batman would kick his ass. I will give Batman that fucking fight right there. I want Batman to kick Hawkeye's ass. Fuck you, Hawkeye.
I'd like to see Hawkeye versus Green Arrow go at it.
Well, then I'd have to give it to Hawkeye. Anyways, okay, no, I'm not going to put too much thought in that. The comics you wish they would make it to a movie.
Can we start a list? Anything related to
DC? How about the one at the top of the list?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's just so badass. Mm-hmm. But I hope... Because it's going to happen. You know?
Think so?
It has to. I mean, and when they do, I hope it's just not like...
They're so afraid of fucking it up, man.
I know. And they're going to. I just...
They should just get it out of their systems.
They do, because it's going to be like a Catwoman movie.
That's what they did with the Hulk. They were like, fuck, oops. That's all we wanted. So they did a remake.
The remake was good.
It was worth it in the end.
Okay. At the time, I loved that ending. Now...
Wonder Woman. That's a good answer.
Yeah, the thing is, I just don't want them to make it into being like... she's a sex symbol, you know. I mean,
well, she has. Whoa.
Well, I mean, she has to be, but don't make the whole movie based on that. I want to see her just like.
You know what? I think they've already made a good Wonder Woman cartoon. I mean movie, with the direct DVD cartoon.
The origin one?
I'm not sure what it's... It's the Bruce Timm stuff, I know that, I think.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's Bruce Timm directed, it's not his style, though. Good movie, though. Ass-kicking one room.
That's what I want. All those Amazons going nuts.
I think the old TV show has a problem. It is part of the problem, you know? Because a lot of people think of that first.
Yeah.
Anyways. I used to watch the shit out of that movie. That show.
Well, that's the talk, too, is like they want to put a Wonder Woman show on the CW. I'm like, no! Don't do it. I want it on the big screen. I want budget put into it. I want it to be done right.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a cool answer, though, man. That's a good... Yeah, they should make it a movie.
Yep.
Fuck, they'd make a mint off of Batgirl, too, if they were just smart about it. But anyways. who's your favorite comic book publisher? Duh.
Oh, man. Can I have some time to think about this?
No.
Man, I don't know.
You get two guesses, and the first one doesn't count.
Damn it. I don't know how to answer that now. Way too much beer to be thinking that hard.
Oh, come on. It's DC Comics. We all know it.
Yeah, it's DC.
you got all the listeners sitting there with bated breath.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God. What is it going to be?
He's going to say IDW. He really likes Ninja Turtles. Yep. I was hoping, but no. That's cool. That's understandable, man. I don't know. I think it's... I don't know. I don't want... I could answer... Yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to say anything. we'll edit that out. Or I'll probably be lazy and leave it in. Whatever. Favorite comic... Good. Okay, a comic you thought you wouldn't like, but ended up loving! Animal Man? No, Hawkeye!
Yeah, I mean, Hawkeye, for sure. You know, and...
for sure. It's like your finger when you said that.
No. Ooh.
Well, that's cool. You gotta emote with your voice, man. You're on the radio now. Or
you know, I'm looking at your questions right now.
Huh?
And it doesn't say question numbers. It says day numbers.
I know. Don't be making fun of my list that Earl gave me. It's not my list. That's a good list. It might as well be questions.
Yep. Okay. Now that that's out of the way.
So what did you answer? Oh, that you were gonna go with Hawkeye? I don't want to answer all your questions for you.
Yeah, Hawkeye definitely. but I'll think. You know, when I'm going back to think of it, like when I was, you know, oh, this new 52 is happening. What do I want to get? Thanks to the world of Twitter, you know, it's like you get introduced to some things that you're just like you thought you'd pass over. You know, Swamp Thing, or you know, I wasn't too big into the whole Aquaman thing, you know, at the time, I'm just like, well, okay, whatever. I guess I can just pass this up, or, yeah, and I think too, on actually, you know, American Vampire would be that as well, because it was like during that time when I started reading, it was like the whole Twilight phase. I'm like, I've just had enough with these damn vampires, leave me alone.
So you went to get some more?
Well, no, I got talked to it, and. Fucking Scott Snyder just hooked me in.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about that series. I hear it's quite entertaining.
Yeah, that would be something cool if they made it into like a TV show on like AMC or HBO or something like that.
You think that would work?
No, probably not.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I don't think it would happen, but it would be cool. You know, I just think the whole...
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be on AMC. It'd be on like CW or something like that.
Yeah, I think the whole vampire phase is kind of just taken, you know, okay, I think people are just done with it and it wouldn't work now.
I didn't like when the two companies started pushing vampires back into it.
Yeah.
Like Marvel did it, man. They were like, we have a Dracula. So let's make them fight the Hulk.
Yeah, everyone, let's shove it down your throat.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. Even though my precious Ryan Stegman was drawing it. Whatever.
You have to get mad at him? Did you cuss him out?
I cussed him out. No, I didn't cuss him out, but I wasn't very happy with this Scarlet Spider redesign.
Scarlet Spider?
Yeah, because of the symbol. You don't know about Scarlet Spider?
Well, I know about Scarlet Spider, but, I mean,
Well, the symbol's got three segments. It looks like it's got three segments, like an ant.
Oh, yeah.
Spiders
yeah.
only have two segments. Whatever. That was my beef. Okay. And he was like, I'll fucking talk to somebody and get it fixed for you. And I was like, oh, fucking be that way, bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah. No. Well, no, he didn't say it like that, but.
I wish he would have.
You know, I imagine. If we were actually friends, that's the way he would say it. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
Last question, brother. What is your favorite run or series of all time?
Superior Spider-Man.
Really?
No.
Fuck, man. I was going to roll with that.
Oh.
I thought about this one a lot today, and I know my answer now.
There's just so... I mean, not so many, but there's just... I can't pick one.
Why? Why are you so indecisive?
Because I just feel like I'm hurting the other one's feelings.
You must have multiple girlfriends, too.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, right.
You're forever alone.
So what, okay. Josh is a monk, too. He didn't mention it at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm a monk. Part-time.
Okay.
Green Lantern, Jeff Johns. All right. End of story.
I'm not surprised by that answer.
No, you shouldn't be.
A little disappointed. We need to expand your portfolio of comic book knowledge.
Expand it.
Yeah.
Read
Sandman. Go back and look at those Sandman books.
It is. That's on the list, too.
Yeah, man.
It's on the list.
Grant Morrison's Justice League run.
Yeah. Sandman is my my winter to-do list. So
it's going to be expensive. I'll tell you that.
You know.
It'll cost me a lot of money.
Fucking A.
Read Infinite Crisis, man, so you can see what a real reboot's supposed to look like.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Why? It's no Flashpoint. It's a lot more complicated.
Yeah, Flashpoint was complicated enough for me.
Oh, fuck. I love Flashpoint. I love the movie.
That movie was awesome.
I like a lot of the comics. I was like, this is cool, man. I fucking ate that shit up when the new 52 came out, but it took like 5 months, and I was like, this is bullshit. This is like, what the fuck? These are all a bunch of characters that I am familiar with, but don't know anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I stuck with Animal Man and Swamp Thing for a while, but other than that, I couldn't do it. I was just, ugh. Even Resurrection Man, I was big on that one too. I just couldn't do it.
Well, it's a sad day for you then.
It was a very sad day for me, man. Very happy day for my wife and my wallet.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man, I won't hold you up anymore.
So sweet.
Sweet. I'm out of beer, I gotta pee.
I know, me too. Yeah. Damn it.
See, okay, this episode brought to you by the word beer and the letter P.
Good day, burn a bridge or two, one with Owen.
beautiful disaster. Flying down the street again.